1063 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. President Biden is celebrating a crisis averted when it comes to a possible U.S. debt default. More from CBS's Natalie Brand.
Passing this budget agreement was critical. The stakes could not have been higher.
In an Oval Office address Friday night, President Biden hailed the newly passed budget and debt agreement that heads off an unprecedented default.
No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. We averted an economic crisis, an economic collapse.
The bill, which was brokered by the president and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, raises the nation's debt limit past the 2024 presidential election. It essentially freezes domestic spending for 2 years while hiking Pentagon spending by 3%. Natalie Brandt, CBS News, the White House.
The Northeast has been facing record heat and high temperatures all week, but the Weather Channel meteorologist Alex Wilson says some relief is on the way.
After high record-setting heat to end the week, temperatures changing in a big way as we make our way into the weekend. Temperatures today well into the 80s and 90s across the Northeast, but a cold front moving in going to knock us down quite a bit. We go from temps well above average to well below average. Look at highs on Saturday in the 50s for Bangor and Boston, in the upper 60s for New York City. So big changes ahead.
There are new details in the death of an 8-year-old girl last month while in the custody of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. CBS's Omar Villafranco reports on the lack of care Anadith Reyes received when it was needed most.
Reyes suffered from sickle cell and heart issues, which were reported to immigration officials. On the day she died, her mother returned to the nurse carrying her daughter, who was unresponsive. She was taken to a nearby hospital where she was pronounced dead.
Multiple sources tell CBS News that the Justice Department has closed its investigation into former Vice President Mike Pence's handling of classified documents found at his Indiana home and will not seek charges against him. CBS News has also confirmed that former President Trump's attorneys have informed the Justice Department that they have been unable to locate a classified record sought by the DOJ. More from CBS's Robert Costa.
The Justice Department has been informed by former President Donald Trump's lawyers that Trump's team cannot find a document, allegedly a classified one related to Iran, that has been mentioned on an audio recording of Trump from July of 2021. This comes as the Justice Department is moving toward a charging decision.
The U.S. labor market added 339,000 jobs in May, surpassing analysts' expectations. Investors like the news. Stock surged, the Dow jumping 701 points. The Nasdaq rose 140. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. Located right here in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Offering public and private care management options, we have a strong track record of success in helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond care management, we now offer consulting, coaching, and training for individuals and organizations. Where you need us, when you need us, we're on your team. Visit LakelandCareInc.com to learn more.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8255. 8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day million-dollar advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
How would you feel if your bills were based off your income? 844-967-2789. How would you feel if it was, you know, instead of by use or a flat fee, so your phone costs X amount, your data plan costs X amount, or your power bills, and right now, and just the way that we've always done it, it's based on use, or this is just how much it costs, no matter how much you make. But what if that was different? What if there was a flat fee, and on top of how much you use, there was just a flat fee that was based on how much you made. So if you were poor, you would pay less. And if you were richer, you would pay more. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And I ask because this is looking like it's going to happen in California when it comes to power bills.
Wow.
And it just has me thinking about the ideas of regressive and progressive and how much of a cost burden different necessary, especially necessary things. And I would argue that power is necessary. How big of a cost burden it is on to whom. And so basically in California right now, you know, what I think when we think about specifically with power and energy, when you pay for electricity or water or gas, it depends on how much you use, right? Like, yeah, there's a nominal fee for having access to it, but for the most part, it's always just based on how much you use. And so if you know, take long showers, if you leave the lights on, like I do too often.
And you do.
I do. Shocking. Do. I think anyone who knows me would be very surprised to know that I am someone who leaves the lights on instead of turning them off when I leave any given room. You know, I'm just going to come back.
Eventually. Might be next the best week. Thing,
what I should put in across my house is the sensors.
That's a great idea.
And so they turn off when I don't inevitably do not go back into that room. But California is about to challenge that basic logic and attempt to curb rising rates and help electrify the state's approximately 14 million homes. So a new state law will require its three investor-owned utilities to charge customers fees for the electricity based not only on how much electricity they use. So that's still one of the factors.
Okay.
But also on how much money they make. Because electricity is getting so expensive because basically these three different, it's like PG&E, Southern Edison, and I forgot what the last one is. But it's getting drier. It's getting hotter. They need to start replacing their infrastructure so that their wires don't cause fires. And so instead of only just making the rates higher, there is this proposed plan that basically would split utility costs into two buckets. There's a fixed charge, which everyone has to pay just to be connected to the grid.
Okay.
And then variable charges, which depend on how much electricity you use. And so the proponents say that the creation of a fixed charge would cover things like wildfire preparedness and grid updates, and would also lower electricity costs based on usage. And so in theory, it would make it easier to convince Californians to electrify. But like, obviously, this doesn't necessarily seem fair. But also, so if there's all these different buckets to, if you make $23,000 or less, you potentially are going to save money. If I think they're predicting that if you make $180,000 or more, your annual bill, energy bill, will be $500 more.
Wow.
In this plan. But it's also like, is it fair the other way of a flat tax? Because like the flat, or not a flat tax, a flat fixed cost, because if it's a $300 fixed cost, no matter what, it's still, it's more of a cost burden to lower income people. And so it's kind of a conundrum. And so I'm interested to hear from you, 844-967-2789. How would you feel, you know, thinking about what your income is, what your income level is? Are you middle class? Are you lower? Are you higher? Are there any bills that you think it's fair to base off of your income? 844-96-PARTY. What do you think, Jane?
Okay, I can foresee several sticking points.
Okay.
First of all, we can't get the wealthiest Americans to pay their fair share in taxes. So how this is going to work, you know, this is going to take some convincing, I would think.
Well, I think it's a law.
Oh, wow, it's happening. My other question is, who is going to conduct this oversight to put them in these buckets? Because can't you just lie about how much you make?
And that's what I don't know. It's like, are they going to be cross-referencing tax information?
Because again, that just screams, this needs oversight to me.
And yes. And so that's less, I found this article. This is from Washington Post this morning that says, if you live in California, your power bill will soon depend on your income. A new California law is sparking backlash, not shockingly, with uncertain benefits for clean energy. Because the other part of this that is interesting, and I kind of still want to stick, without getting too much into the details of this specific law and trying to talk about how we pay for things instead, and like who pays for what. But it is also interesting because there's people who are worried that this will deter people from doing things that are more energy efficient through electricity. So it's like you're like electric heat and air conditioning versus gas electric heat, right? And so stuff like that. And like getting people, you need to charge your car. So if you're driving an electric vehicle, you need to charge your car. So if like this is getting pushed onto electrical bills, there's worry that this is going to curb energy efficiency as people are adopting these things.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Should your bills, like electric bills, water bills, be based upon your income? Stephen from Green Bay is joining us. Hey, Stephen, what do you think?
Good morning, ladies. So I actually have two trains of thought on this topic. So when you first started talking about this, I was like, wait a minute, California is already one of the most expensive states to live in. And now you want to tack on extra charges for electricity, which is a necessity. And then I thought of all the people that are famous, whether it's music, movies, that live in Hollywood, California, or around that area. And I'm starting to think that that is the group of people that they are targeting with this You know, people that have mansions that they're lighting up on a daily basis, that have, you know, obviously the extra money to give to things like electricity. Now, in the state of Wisconsin, I don't think that would work, mostly because a large part of the state is just struggling to put food on their table. I think you would have a big issue if you told people, well, if you make X amount of dollars, that you're a business owner and you have to pay extra because you make, you know, you did good for yourself.
Simply by making more.
I don't think that would work. Yeah.
Yeah. And thanks for the call, Stephen. And I don't think it would work either. Like, there is something in me, and I am for progressive taxes. And like you said, Jane, having the wealthy pay their fair share, but it also is hard when it comes to consumption to totally sell this. And I get it. I get that, like, a larger fixed rate. Because I also, in this specific case, I get that there is a need to increase prices because they need to start actually fixing things to be for safety, right? Not to have fires, because this is the cost of climate change, right?
Yes.
Like, this is
one
this
of
is
them.
Like, similar to cost of climate change, Phoenix, one of the, you know, the fastest growing cities, they've stopped doing development. As of this morning, they've stopped making any new, like, housing developments in the Phoenix area because of the cost, like the
because of water.
Water.
That's terrifying.
And so some of this is like, who's going to end up paying for the cost of climate change, and who does it get shifted over to, and the infrastructure changes that need to happen for these different electricity companies, like, how do they structure this fairly? And the opposing positions are, is it fair to have a flat fee that is ultimately regressive and more of a tax burden on lower income people, or to stagger it and have it be buckets based on your income level of what your flat fee is? And it's a hard sell. Like philosophically, I think I get it, but it's a hard sell. 844-967-2789. What do you think about this? Do you feel like you could get on board with the justification of something like this in Wisconsin? 844-96-PARTY.
Do we have enough millionaires? I mean, I know we have some, but do we
but it's
really
not millionaires? We're talking about people who make over $180,000.
Yeah. To me, that sounds like an enormous amount of money, but
it's far from being a millionaire,
yes,
I would say.
It is. That's true, but that still seems like a lot of money. I just don't see this flying. And I would think, because California is having other problems with people leaving the state because of how expensive it is.
Oh, and because this is the second time this week we've talked about California, because we were talking about the fact that insurance, State Farm's not insuring homes anymore.
Yeah.
So we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Should your bills be based on your income? 844-96-PARTY. We'll be right back. We'll have to wait and see. I'll call you back later.
It's time you checked out Champions Pub on Milwaukee's East Side, a classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies overnight with lows around 60. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 89. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Lows dip down to about 60 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. Turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently,
keeping Southeast
degrees.
Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we were talking about this new law in California that is attempting to fix their conundrum about the fact that it's getting hotter, it's getting drier, and their outdated electrical infrastructure needs to be updated. But how do you do that in an equitable or equal or fair way without just making electricity exorbitantly expensive for everyone? And what they came up with is basically to split utility costs into two buckets. So there's a fixed charge, which everyone has to pay, and then a variable charge, which depends on how much electricity you use. But the fixed charge, they are going to have it be in buckets based on your income levels of how much you, what your personal fixed income cost is. And it just seems like a hard sell to people. Even if philosophically, when we talk about cost burden, it makes sense as far as how much of your, you know, income is going to XYZ thing. And it's obviously a much smaller percentage of your income if you're making a lot more to pay for electricity than if you're making a lot less. And it got me thinking, so when I was in college, I was fortunate enough to have a class called Wealth and Poverty with Robert Reich, who was the labor, the Secretary of Labor under Clinton. He's brilliant.
I follow him on Twitter.
Yeah. And so, and we all had to write, one of the assignments was we had to write a paper on, defending one side or the other. So the situation was, should speeding tickets be based on income? And the argument being, if it's just a flat rate for a speeding ticket, someone who's super wealthy, that speeding ticket isn't actually a deterrent from continuing to speed, right? Because it's not, it's a drop in the bucket for how much they make.
Sure.
And so the effectiveness of the deterrent of a speeding ticket doesn't really work for that person. And so you had to take a side on, do you think it is fair or not fair? And it kind of, like, this scenario kind of reminded me of that, of like, and we talk about this even with big companies, right? That when the train derailment happened in Ohio, Norfolk Southern, and how much some of these big companies just kind of bake that into their costs, of like, we'll just pay the fines.
Right.
It's cheaper for us to pay the fines than avoid breaking these regulations. And so it's like, do the fines need to be higher? And so it's kind of the same thing. It's like, how do you, when there's such a income disparity, both between individuals, but also how rich companies are, does it become a percentage of what you make to make it fair versus everyone pays the same thing? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
We have a couple of texts. Lynn from Oconomowoc says, good morning. How would multiple homes work? What about commercial charges?
That's a good question. I mean, I would imagine if multiple homes, it's like for it's probably a charge per home that you own. I have no idea. That's a great question.
And Kristen from Iguanago, those citizens who are making between $100,000 and $200,000 a year are probably working really hard and are good at what they do and have earned their money. I'm not opposed to helping people, but they're not going to want to support everyone.
Totally. Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. It's like there is, depending on where you live, like it was funny when you said that, Jane, like depending on where you live, $180,000 is like not that much. In California or New York. Or,
right. No, I understand.
In Wisconsin, I would say it's still a fair amount of money. But in Chicago, I don't think it's necessarily like once you've taken. I have friends who are both like corporate lawyers who live in Hyde Park and they have two kids and both kids like between right now the nanny and then the daycare and everything like she talked to me once because she wants to move to the suburbs because she's like, we make too much money to feel this strapped.
Really?
Yeah. If, like, just when you add up everything, like, stuff costs money. And so, like, it doesn't, sometimes, and depending on where you live, it doesn't go as far.
I still wish I had a left brain. and I could have done something like that, where I could find out what a struggle it is to make $180,000 to $200,000 a year. But that's not in my plan. Whatever.
It's not your plan.
I do think... It's kind of like penalizing people for being financially successful.
But then you're ideologically okay with progressive taxes.
I am.
So how do you see the difference?
Did I mention I have no left brain? I don't know. This just feels different. It feels really different.
And is it because this is just how we've always done it?
There's probably, you know what I mean? Some of
and
that.
Like, as I was reading it and I was challenging myself even to like, all right, like, how is this different from our tax system? And it got me thinking about the question, the philosophical question we had to answer in college. And like, so part of me gets it, but it's also like, this is a really hard sell to people. And I think it's probably, I don't know, like it's just it, I can imagine. And truthfully, there's thing after thing after thing I feel like that's happening in California that wealthier people are just going to start leaving the state entirely. Because this was on top of the fact that in LA earlier this year, they
had
a huge jump in selling multi-million-dollar homes.
It's your mansion tax.
And so I don't know. I think watching migration and how people between climate change, between these tax policies and even now energy policies, it's just interesting to see how this is why I find public policy fascinating because you try to be equitable. You try to be fair. You try to solve problems, but ultimately someone's not going to be happy. So, all right. When we come back, the good, the bad, and the cuckoo.
Oh boy, it's a
of
doozy.
Some headlines from this week. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The crew and the Bucks all rule.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden says he'll sign the debt ceiling bill into law tomorrow.
It was critical to reach an agreement. And it's very good news for the American people. No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed.
High temperature records have been set in areas of the Northeast today. David Roth is with the Weather Prediction Center.
Record highs have been mostly in the low to mid 90s from portions of Vermont and southern New Hampshire, southwest through D.C.
It doesn't include Philadelphia or New York.
CBS's Omar Villafranca says the 8-year-old girl who died last month while in U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody had sickle cell and heart issues, which were reported to immigration officials, but she did not get the care she needed with a 105 fever. She was taken to a hospital where she died.
At least 3 migrant children have died in federal custody this year. As for Reyes, her aunt tells CBS News they plan to bring her body to New York for a family burial.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me.
Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
To As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And this is our last 3-hour show.
Yes. Change coming Monday.
Change is coming Monday. So as of Monday, if you'd be turning in right now, you would only be hearing the last half hour of our show because we are moving to 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. So there's a new lineup starting on Monday across the Civic Media Network starting at 6 a.m. It's a little different with each market, but generally I'm going to run down what the schedule is going to look like for a lot of the stations. But from 6 to 8, it's going to be Up North News still with Pat Kreitlow. And then 8 to 10 is going to be Earl Ingram. And then us, 10 to 12. And then at noon, we're going to start doing a noon news hour anchored by our very own Terry Bell, who is our news director. And then Town Call, which is going to be with William Walter and Luke Mathers, which is going to be a show where it's the news of the day, but it's a call-in show. So it's really asking for your opinion on the news in your community, in your city, across the state. And so it's a very participatory show. And so definitely wanting to get our best callers and people who have a lot to say and people who have opinions, as we say, to be an active part of that noon show. And then at 1 to 3 is going to be Todd Alba. And then from 3 to 4, it's Matt Flynn. 4 to 6 is the Devil's Advocates. And at 6 p.m., our friend Maggie Dawn is coming back to the radio.
Yay!
6 to 7, but only Monday through Thursday with a repeat on Friday. And so then there's some local shows that are going to be happening for different networks. Chad Holmes will still be on WXCO. Morning Magazine is still going to be up there for WFHR. So certainly check out the website, check out the app, but lots of changes happening next week. And we're very excited about
it. We are excited. So join us Monday at 10.
Monday at 10. And that also will finally be in Madison, but only from 11 to 12. So we will also be on WMDX. I need to memorize all of the call signs. Because we're also, I think, as of Monday, going to be in Racine and Kenosha.
Yep. WRJN.
And then are we also going to be in Eau Claire and La Crosse on Monday as well?
I don't know about Monday, but that is coming.
Those two. Yeah. That is also coming. So
we are a growing
adding more
network.
Stations, growing network. And now we just need to get into all these communities and do a show from each station. That's
on our list.
On our list to do before this baby comes.
Because once she comes, that's not going to happen.
I feel like it's not going to happen at first. I feel like it could happen by next summer.
You're going to bring her along?
Yeah. Mike will watch her.
Can she ride in a separate vehicle?
You're not going to like her by the time she's one. You only like her when she's like in those first 3 months.
I'll probably like her until she's about 3.
Okay.
I'm great with babies, Kristen. I'm your baby go-to. I got a baby sway.
3-year-olds.
A baby sway that rarely fails.
How old do they need to be once they become palatable again?
20.
God.
This is why I never had children, Kristen.
You're ageist. Anyone ever told you that you're ageist, Jane?
I would have kept them till 3 and then sent them away to boarding school. Come back when you're reasonable. Not all of us are meant to be parents.
No, that's true. But but you're not even a parent. You're saying you just don't even want her to be in the same car as
you. I'm just kidding you.
All right. So we're going to go through some good, bad, and cuckoo of headlines this week. So the good, two different headlines for you. The first being the Senate passes debt ceiling deal ahead of the June 5th deadline on a 63-36 vote. And now the bill will head to President Joe Biden's desk, who will obviously sign it since this is his bill. And it was 46 Democrats and 17 Republicans who voted for it. And the bill, I read this morning, the bill will reduce the budget deficits by $1.5 trillion over the next 10 years, according to a report from the Congressional Budget Office. So, you know, no one got everything that they wanted. It's a compromise. It was a negotiation. It cuts the deficit some. It kept a lot of things in place. I think this is good news.
I also saw something this morning that said the Congressional Budget Office estimates that the money they removed for more IRS agents is going to be, we're missing out on $40 billion in taxes that wealthy cheats are getting away with. And again, we had State Senator Kelderoys on earlier this week. When did we become so affectionate towards people who cheat on their taxes? I don't understand.
I mean, did it happen with Trump to a certain extent? Because, like, you know, Trump refusing to give his tax returns for so long and him just saying it made him a good. He basically argued that it made him a good businessman if he could cheat the tax code. And everyone kind of, like, at least the people who are, you know, in MAGA world, were applauded him for it.
I mean, is that a sign of being a good businessman? I thought it was just a sign of being a cheat.
I would agree with you.
So, again, I'm glad the deal is done. It needed to get done. Unfortunately, we shouldn't have to go through this every couple of years.
I totally agree.
It's ridiculous. It's just really pretty ridiculous. But it is the way it is.
It is the way it is. The way it all is. Right. Another piece of good news. Kohl's is making a donation to bolster mental health care across Wisconsin.
Wonderful.
So they are, they are donating $3 million to help Children's Wisconsin open three new mental health walk-in clinics across the state that are going to be modeled off of the success of the Craig Ubuki mental health walk-in clinic that we
talked
interviewed.
To them.
We talked to them. As far as it's basically the way that works is it means anyone aged 5 to 18 who's experiencing a mental health emergency can just walk into the clinic. And so it keeps people from having to necessarily go to the emergency room, but they can go in, they can talk to someone immediately. And so after the success of the walk-in clinic, now there is efforts to get three more of those clinics opened and functioning across the state, because obviously this is not just a Southeast Wisconsin thing.
Sure.
And Kohl's is chipping in $3 million to do it.
That's fantastic. We've talked a lot about how it's difficult for people who live in more rural areas to get any health care at all. And certainly mental health care for our young people. We keep talking about how important it is. So it's nice to see some action being taken on that. That's a wonderful thing for Kohl's to do.
I thought so too. All right. The bad. I think this is bad. Some other people might think it's good, but the Supreme Court has ruled that companies can sue striking workers for, quote, sabotage and construction, which, you know, potentially leading companies to, you know, miss the point entirely of striking. So this has to do with the case of the Teamsters that walked off a construction site and left wet concrete in the trucks.
Oh, okay. And it ruined the trucks.
It ruined the trucks. And so, because they were striking. And so, but the court this week ruled that they sided with the company that sued its union for property damage because it went on strike. And so that now sets a precedent that if a union strikes, it has to ensure the company won't lose any money. Which is kind of the point of a strike.
Well, I don't like the idea of them doing intentional damage. I mean, even isn't them just walking off the job and leaving the job incomplete, causing the company financial harm? I thought that was the point of a strike.
Yeah, no, I mean it's to point out like you need us, like by us all striking together, we are stronger together than any one person walking off of a job. And so if you don't have us here to do the work, that causes harm to the company.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like the idea of them doing intentional damage right before they leave. I think that's bad.
So you think it was the right call with the Supreme Court?
Is it? Yes.
But if it sets the precedent that you can't, if you cost the company money, you can be sued. How can you ever strike?
But that's only if you're causing damage. I'm assuming, I mean, isn't it defined?
I don't know.
Really? Is it just that you can't cause the company any financial harm? Well, then
it's loosened the precedent that's been there since 1950.
Wow.
As far as what the law is, as far as what protected, like what protections people who are like the unions that are striking have.
I guess I would have hoped that there was more specific language that said you cannot intentionally leave wet concrete in a truck so it hardens and then they have to destroy the truck.
I don't think that's how the
Supreme Court works.
No, Justice Amy Coney Barrett wrote for the majority and said the union failed to take reasonable precautions to protect the company's concrete when the drivers went on strike. Barrett wrote that the drivers for Washington State-based Glacier Northwest quit work suddenly, putting the company's property in foreseeable and imminent danger. So maybe, but it seems murky as far as
it
what
does.
this could mean. But the court's conservative majority overturned a decades-old pro-union decision involving fees paid by government workers. More recently, the justices rejected a California regulation giving unions access to farm property so they could organize workers. So I don't necessarily think it's a good thing. I think this is kind of a slippery slope, especially in a time as when we were talking yesterday to Laura Dresser, where there's more unions. The attitude is of the general public is more pro-union, but that certain entities are making it harder to do that. Yeah. I don't necessarily think it's a good thing. But, and then finally to end on the cuckoo.
This is so great.
So Candace Taylor, a recently elected GOP district chair in Georgia, who'd also tried to run for governor.
Yeah, and that's crushed.
And primaried Brian Kemp, and she only got like 3% of the vote. But she would like to know why Big Globe won't stop shoving round earth propaganda down our throats. So she was in an interview with a guy named David Weiss, who I guess goes by Flat Earth Dave, and Matt Long on her Jesus Guns and Babies podcast.
It's
no
called
irony.
It's called Jesus Guns and Babies.
That's her podcast.
Ah,
Taylor and her guests discussed biblical evidence that the earth is actually flat as a pancake. And so there's two different videos. Do we have time to play both?
We got
to
do it right now.
All right, start.
One is real. One is a parody.
One is fake.
Take a listen.
See if you can tell what's the difference.
Is it or not? I don't know 100%, but it's just, it doesn't make sense the other way. Now that you see it.
The people that defend the globe don't know anything about the globe, because if they knew a tenth of what Matt and I know about the globe, they would be flat earthers, because it's absolutely ridiculous.
I can't unsee this. All the globes everywhere. I turn on TV, there's globes in the background. There's globes on there right here. Like, this would be a globe if I was a normal person. Like, everywhere there's globes. You see them all the time. I mean, it's constant. My children will be like, Mama, globe, 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 globe. They're everywhere. And that's what they do to brainwash. And so for me, if it is not a conspiracy, if it is, you know, real, why are you pushing so hard? Everywhere I go, every store, you buy a globe. There's globes everywhere, every movie, every TV show, news media. Why? More and more, I'm like, it doesn't make sense.
Big globe people. All right. So that's option number one. We have option number two. Which one's satire? Which one was real?
I'm not a scientist, because that is a made up job, but I know that the earth is flat, okay? Because if the earth was round, why would maps be flat? They can never answer that, okay? And people want to be like, well, oh, if the earth is flat, then what about night and day? I don't know. Let me think about it. Maybe because the earth is double-sided and God flips us over when it's time for us to go to bed and flips us back over when it's time for us to wake up, like I do with my husband. Like, use your brain. Use your head for a minute. If the earth was round like a globe, everything would be falling off of it. All the oceans would be dripping down it like ice cream, okay? Unless the earth is a DQ blizzard where nothing falls out. But even then, sometimes things do fall out and they do have to give you your money back. So that doesn't really make sense to me. They're trying so hard to make us think the earth is a globe. I see globes on TV, globes at my children's school. I saw a globe at Hobby Lobby, a place of worship. Hobby Lobby. There is a globe there.
We got to go.
We got to go break. We'll tell you which one was which when we come back. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
No-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies overnight with lows around 60. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly clear again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 89. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 60. Temps above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Chance for scattered showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently,
broadcasting
68
to southeast
degrees.
Wisconsin from Waukesha. Broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
It's Eric Height.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we, in the last segment, ended on two videos. One was real. One was a parody of newly elected GOP district chair in Georgia, Candace Taylor. Candace spelled like Katniss, too. I also, when I was first looking up her name, I was spelling it C-A-N-D-A-C-E. Uh-huh. It's K-A-N-D-I-S-S.
And what is the name of her podcast?
Jesus, Guns, and Babies.
Oh, right.
And so she, on her podcast, went on a diatribe about globes and the big globe.
Big globe
won't stop shoving round earth propaganda down everyone's throats. And so there was two videos, and I have to actually admit that the one that was the parody, because these two women actually look alike.
They do.
But Jane was the one who was like, I know that comedian. That is Blair Erskine, who's a writer for The Jimmy Kimmel Show.
She's really funny.
And that was, because I was watching the first one. I was like, this is, what? Because I was like, this is also really funny. So do we have text? Did anyone guess?
Yes, we have Kristen from Iguanago guessed correctly that number one was real. The first one we played was real. Absolutely. Text from the 541 says, how mad must this woman be about air? It's everywhere. Big air is coming for us.
Big
next,
air.
You guys. Look out. And John, okay. John from the Falls says, sadly, I think both of these are actually true. And he's not far off. I mean, she was talking with two other people who genuinely believe that the earth is flat, and people who make globes have an agenda for people to believe the earth is round. This is where we are. And she just got elected.
That's the thing to me. It's not just like, oh, I'm doing my own thing. I got my podcast. Everyone's, you know, barrier to entry is low. It's like, no, this woman got elected to a position and people were like, yep, we want her to represent us.
She's the one with the Jesus, Guns, and Babies podcast.
Yeah. Well, so, but it was funny because the Blair Erskine posted that on her Instagram and Candace found it and commented on the video and in true Southern fashion said, bless your heart.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Isn't that sweet? Well, I will tell you one thing. Now that I am in charge of decorating here at the WAUK property, I'm going out after the show and I'm buying a globe.
There you go. We have a globe in our garage right now. We're trying to find a place to put in the house.
Bring it out.
All right. Well, we are going to do our weekly headline quiz. Nevada briefly reached a $1 trillion market capitalization this week. Which of these companies has also reached that mark? Berkshire Hathaway, ExxonMobil, Meta, JP Morgan.
I'll go with ExxonMobil.
All right. Number two.
I have no idea.
I have no idea on that one either, actually. Elizabeth Holmes began serving her prison time in Texas this week. How long is her sentence? 2 years, 5 years, 9 years, 11 years.
I'm going to try and deliver it in her voice.
Okay.
11 years.
Not bad. You do have a deep... She, like, hers is, like... You have a deep voice, but hers is, like... purposefully It's like down here.
Sunk.
Like right there.
Sunk.
Like here. Okay, I'm Elizabeth Holmes. fill in the blank. State Farm has stopped selling new insurance policies for A, cars with self-driving features, B, homes in California, C, base jumpers, D, independent pharmacies.
Homes in California.
All right. Number four, which famous body of water turned fluorescent green this week due to wastewater testing? A, the Dead Sea, B, Loch Ness, C, Chicago River, D, Venice's Grand Canal.
Sam, what's more?
Dead Sea, Loch Ness, Chicago River, Venice Grand Canal.
I'll go with the Dead Sea.
All right. Last question. Who is the highest paid mascot in the NBA? Benny the Bull, Chicago Bulls, Rocky the Mountain Lion, Denver Nuggets, Grizz from the Memphis Grizzlies, or Stuff the Magic Dragon, Orlando Magic?
What was the second one?
Rocky the Mountain Lion, Denver Nuggets.
I'll go with the Nuggets.
All right. 3 out of 5.
Rats. Not a good week.
Meta.
Oh,
Meta has
really?
Reached a $1 trillion market cap, though it is below that mark now.
Oh, wow.
I also don't know if I pronounced that right. Is it Nvidia? Nvidia?
Sure.
Sure.
Yes.
Someone's going to correct me. Elizabeth Holmes has been sentenced to 11 years in prison. State Farm has stopped selling new home insurance policies in California. Venice's Grand Canal turned green.
Oh, it was in Venice.
It was in Venice.
Not good.
And yes, Rocky is the highest paid mascot in the NBA, reportedly making $650,000 a year. And you thought 180 was a lot.
I know. Of course, I'm not nearly as athletic as those. Those mascots are nuts.
They are nuts. And I totally agree as far as the... Someone did just correct me. It's Nvidia. Will, thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Will.
You for telling me. They are nuts. And like, even when I see Bango, like it's like the flips and stuff, but it's like $650,000. Really? That's a lot of money.
You got to cover, you got to carry a lot of medical insurance when you have that job.
And that's actually an interesting question that you say that. It's like, I wonder how, what the injury rate is for some of these guys. There was a Hulu, I think there was a Hulu documentary that followed different mascots around.
Oh, really?
So maybe that would shed some insight on if they're, it's actually worth the money that they get paid. Because as Paul Noonan said yesterday, he's like, cheerleaders don't make
nothing.
That kind of money.
Yeah.
The dancers and stuff. Like well, they, it's like, usually it's like, you should be happy we're letting you do this.
Well, and how long is the career of a mascot? You would think, just like a player, at some point you're not going to be able to do all that stuff.
Yeah. But still, that just...
It's a lot of money.
Especially, you know, you think about it because they don't travel. So if there's what? There's 82 games in an NBA season, half are at home. So you work, you know, there's 40 game days. I'm sure you're practicing and rehearsing more than that, but like it's a good gig if you can get it.
No doubt.
Oh, here we go. Mike. Mike on the YouTube said it was called Behind the Mask and they followed a guy who played Bango for the season.
Excellent.
There you go.
Thank you, Mike. We'll check
all
that
right.
out.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Representative Deb Andraca will be here to talk about National Gun Violence Awareness Day, which is today. All right. We'll be back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Water is one of nature's most beautiful and life-sustaining resources. Through no fault of their own, many Wisconsin utility customers are facing a shutoff to their water service. This leaves them without the one life-giving resource we all take for granted. And those hardest hit? Families on fixed incomes, the elderly, and our veterans. If you or someone you care about needs a hand up, your local Wisconsin Energy and emergency service providers are working together to to keep you safely in your home and your water, heat, and power on. If you are in danger of losing your water service, call 1-833-426-9472. That's 833-H2O-WISC. Or visit us online at wisconsinwater.help. You may not ask for it, but we're here to help.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.